gonna stand up and we're gonna fight back. I was with thousands and thousands of school students who'd come down, who'd never been on a protest before, who'd never joined a political party or been involved in a political movement before, who didn't have any economic knowledge or political degrees, but they were there because they believed in something bigger, and they were there because they knew. There weren't a million choices, there were two choices. Either they laid down and took whatever the government threw at them, or they stood up and fought back. And so those school students who'd never been involved in anything before stood up and they fought back. The word went round as we were sitting, huddling around a fire, sharing out with the food we had. People said, "We know what they're up to. We know that they don't think we're a danger to the public." I'm 15 years old, people there were as young as 13. We know they don't think we're going to run riot through the streets of London. We know what they're up to. They think that if they kettle us now, we're not going to come on a demonstration ever again. Well, let the word go out from today, people said. Let the word go out about next Tuesday. Let the word go out about next week and next month and next year that they can't stop us demonstrating. They can't stop us fighting back. And however much they try to imprison us in the streets of London, those are our streets, and we will always be there to demonstrate. We will always be there to fight. People who had always thought that the police were just those people at the other end of the telephone line to help if there was a burglary. People who'd always thought that the media were just those friendly newspaper men who were there to give them that unbalanced picture of the facts. People learned a lot as they huddled round fires and then emerged from that kettle to see headlines like vandals on the Evening Standard that afternoon. People learned a lot when a police van was left in the middle of the road so that the police could tow it away and show the whole public, look what vandals these people are. People learned a lot. So the message that goes out is very clear. We are no longer that post-ideological generation. We are no longer that generation that doesn't care. We are no longer that generation that's prepared to sit back and take whatever they give us. We are now the generation at the heart of the fight back. We are now the generation that will stand with everyone who's fighting back. We hope you'll show solidarity with us and send a strong message to this government that they can't throw their cuts at us. We're gonna stand up and we're gonna fight back. Fight back, 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 fight back. We're gonna stand up and we're gonna fight back. We're gonna stand up and we're gonna fight back.